I am Jacob Petchoff. I'm 10 years old. I will be talking about Beverly Town Hall. Coming up, fun past facts, a mystery guest. Here are some facts. Past events have included large parties and gatherings, indoor sports, concerts, theatre production, and cinema. The first movie was shown October 1900 and stopped in 1928 after parts of the Mechanic Institution was burned down. The exact date is unknown. A new town hall was built in 1938. It is unknown whether movies were still shown inside a picture garden outside playing movies, which possibly stopped when the drive-in cinema opened on the 6th of March, 1938. The Beverly Town Hall was designed by architect William G. Benning and built by J.M. Thompson in 1938 and founded by Sir James Mitchell. To celebrate, a ball was thrown. Where the op shop is, the Beverly Roads Board's meetings were held. Now, Mrs. Joy Smith, the president of the Historical Society.
See you later.
Okay. Is that going?
Who sponsored the town hall, or how was it paid for?
Right, because I wasn't alive way back then, I imagine it was done completely by the Beverly people because they needed to have a new and upgraded town hall. So I imagine it was done, and it was £6,000. And £6,000 in those days equals about $500,000 now. But of course, if we had to build a hall now, it would cost millions of dollars.
Yeah.
But that's how much that money is worth today. And so it would have been organised by the Beverly Council, the people in charge, the Roads Board it was in those days.
Yeah.
And so they would have organised that money.
Yeah. Is it true that in 1928 the town hall burned down?
Well, it didn't burn down in 1928. I don't know about the burning part of it, but it was still used up until 1937, so it can't have completely burned down, but perhaps that is one of the reasons why it wasn't serviceable, so suitable anymore, and that they wanted to build a new one.
Yep. Why was it built?
It was built, the building that was there before, the one that supposedly burned, was a mechanics institute, which is where they used to do their politics, etc. But it was also from probably that 1914 onwards, they used it as a hall because they didn't have a big enough area. But that was the problem with the Mechanics Institute. It was too small for the growing population of Beverly. Beverly was getting a populace that was too big for that hall. So they wanted to build a new and exciting building. And the reason why they built it the way they built it was because between the wars, when they built it in 1938, they were experimenting with different ways of building building styles, and they built it in the style of the Art Deco. And because Australia had been away for the wars, and they saw what other people's building styles were, they decided the old English was no good anymore. They wanted to make it more exciting, so they built it more in the American style, and Art Deco was one of those styles.
Yeah. Why was William G. Bennett chosen to design?
And I'm assuming that he was chosen because he was doing that kind of building. He built a lot of places in Perth. He came from Perth. He built places, buildings around Western Australia as well. And his Beverly Town Hall was considered a very special building when it was done, and I imagine it was because he built in this new style that they chose him.
Yeah. Has anything changed in the original build?
When they originally built this hall in 1937, is that what you mean?
Yes.
Yes. Well, first of all, I'll go back and explain. Art Deco has rounded curves, which is what we see in the hall, and straight lines. So it was a build quite different. But no, it hasn't changed a lot. They had pine trees out the front called the Sentinels, and they are no longer there. It had a tin roof always, so it always had a tin roof, and it was always rendered over the bricks to give that creamy colour. The stairs at the front have changed because it was necessary for people in wheelchairs, etc., to be able to access the hall, and so they changed the stairs around a bit so that they had a ramp for access into the hall. It's changed its use because apart from being a hall, it used to be a picture garden theatre there. Well, they no longer do picture theatres there on the side, and they no longer do picture cinema inside the hall. So the two areas where they had projectors for are no longer being used. They're still there, but they're no longer being used. So in that respect, it's changed, yes. Yeah.
Why was it placed in the location it was placed in?
It was placed there because it was, I guess, owned by the town, the roads board, because they used to use that building that was there, that they before the hall, as a hall, but before that they used to use it as a roads board. So it was owned by the roads board, and when they got rid of the other building, it was the best place to build it. And it's in a good spot in the middle of town.
Definitely. Are there any ghost stories about the town hall?
I don't know of any ghost stories. Perhaps you might have to talk to people that are older than me that might have some idea of ghost stories. Have you heard any ghost stories?
No, I haven't.
I haven't. There could be, though. That would be a nice story, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Apart from entertainment, has the town hall been used for anything else?
It has been used for lots of things in a community. People go there now to vote. They sometimes go there for entertainment that can't happen down at the railway area because if it rains, they might have to do it in the hall. It's used for sporting. They do badminton in the hall. They use it. They used to use it for ballet or dancing or having balls and things like that. So that's always been the case that they might have used that. But really, it's probably been used for fairly similar things all its life. I've got a few notes here that it could have been used. It's used for weddings, but it could always be used for art exhibition. The Easter art exhibition is used at the hall. And for funerals, perhaps they use it. There was a funeral on the weekend, so they use it for that sort of thing.
Was there any rebellions or fights against the town hall being built?
Again, I wasn't alive then, but I assume not, because it was a lively town, and they would have been, they probably didn't like the idea of knocking down a nice looking building, because the institute was quite good looking, but they needed to have a bigger area for the growing population, so they probably didn't have too many people who rebel. There's always going to be some people who don't want a new building to happen in town.
Has there been any arrests made inside the town hall?
I don't know. There could have been. it would be rather exciting. That would be an interesting story, wouldn't it? But I don't know for truth or not whether there have been any in there.
Do you have any stories you would like to tell?
About the hall? Just that it is a very important place for the community, because it's especially in times before, because it was where they could get together. It was a hall like that was used for everything. It was used for all their entertainment. It was used if anybody was leaving the town and they were celebrating them going. It was used for weddings. It was used for funerals. It was used for all sorts of things. So there would be lots of people who would have perhaps met their sweethearts in that hall going to a dance. People from other towns came over to your town to celebrate perhaps New Year's Eve or Easter or all those sorts of things. So it was lots of probably individual stories from people when it was used on a more daily basis. Now it's not used as much as it used to be used when it was the main place where people could go to have their entertainment.
Thank you for your time.
You're most welcome. And if I can give you any more information that would be about that burning, I will try and do that.
Thank you.